Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to play for you guys every call that we have of the block field goal. In the 5 o'clock hour, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to run through all the post-game audio that we have. This is what the course of the week is going to be because we got a big week plan. I believe that this is the most important game in the NFL regular season. Now, we'll see what will happen in the NFC, but this is a monumental game for Kansas City. You can bury Buffalo, you can also bury the Baltimore Ravens in the one seed conversation. And in the final 6 weeks of the season, you can leave it to Kansas City and Pittsburgh. And I think Pittsburgh is a good team. They're far better than I thought they were going to be. Pittsburgh ain't going 14-3, 15-2 this season. You almost assuredly lock in the one seed if you win this game against the Buffalo Bills. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go through all the radio calls here, and we'll just pick which one's our favorite. All right, let's start with the television call. You guys were watching it. Let's rehear what Kevin Harlan's call was of the Chiefs' block field goals yesterday. This audio is courtesy of CBS.
Kick to win it. Oh! Blocked! The Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won!
I know that Kevin Harlan is not on the A crew, so to speak, for CBS. There's no better person in that entire network to make that call than he was. Jim Nance is a legend. They've got great broadcasters over there in CBS. There is no better individual. They had Kevin Harlan, who used to be the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, and Trent Green, who used to be the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. They were on the call for one of the more thrilling wins that Arrowhead has ever seen before. Sometimes, you know what? The sports gods, just everything lines up, and it lined up yesterday for Kansas City. So that was the television call. Let's get to Mitch Holthus's call. This is the Chiefs radio call yesterday, the block field goal.
35-yard attempt, well within his range. 18 of 20 this season is left, so one of those misses a 60-yarder in the half. 35-yard attempt from the far hash. Dixon, the punter, will hold. Raboni is the long snapper. Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt. Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal.
That was Mitch Holthus. That was the Chiefs radio network call of the blocked field goal. So you heard some positive calls, the happy calls, the television broadcast. You heard the Chiefs side of things. Let's hear the Denver Broncos thing. And as you would imagine, they were not nearly as joyous as the Chiefs were.
Will Lutz backs up. Takes two steps to the side, says he's ready. An attempt of 35 yards for the win. Snap, placement, kick on the way. It is blocked. I don't even know what to say. I really... him at a loss for words. 35-yard field goal blocked with 1 second to go, and Kansas City is going to get out of here with a 16-14 win over the Broncos.
Hearts broken in Broncos country, no doubt. Broncos had it all set up for a chip shot field goal. Like somebody in the interior of that Chiefs line blocked that. They got good penetration.
Yeah, it looked like I couldn't tell if it was Carson Steele. Might have been George Karloftis, 56.
Well, that's a tough one right there.
They're saying Mike Dana, number 51, got it. Mahomes running around the field without a helmet. You know what? If I played for Kansas City, I would be too, because there's no way you thought that this was going to be anything but a loss. As Denver lined up for a game-winning 35-yard field goal by Will Lutz. and it is blocked. And the Chiefs win it from Arrowhead 16-14.
Rob, did you hear the somberness on the Broncos call? Just sadness, despair, despondent. The Broncos faithful. I mean, heartbreaking. You know they thought they had that game won. It's a 35-yard field goal. It's basically an extra point to win the game, and they lost? He didn't even miss. It got blocked. Embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. All right. We have heard the CBS call. We heard the Chiefs call. We heard the Broncos call. Let's get the Espanol call of the block kick.
Se viene el bateador Lux de parte de los Broncos, el número 3. Se acomoda hacia adelante, la patada. ¡Eh! ¡Bloqueo! ¡El bloqueo, Jere! Se bloquea esta jugada. ¿Y Kansas City se lleva la victoria del día de hoy? ¡Hay bloqueo! ¡Los Broncos la fallan! ¡Los Broncos no pueden hacerla! ¡Y los Kansas City Chiefs se llevan la victoria! ¡Cuando esperábamos un gol de campo! ¡Kansas City y tapa este ovoide! ¡Y se llevan la victoria por 2 puntos! Kansas City se mantiene invicto en la temporada 2024,
Hannah. Hey, Rob, man, I don't mean this any disrespect towards Mitch Holtis. You know we love Mitch Holtis. That guy was more fired up than Mitch even was. I didn't even think that was possible at the end of a Chiefs win. I don't understand a whole lot of what he was saying, but he kept saying El Blanco. I understand what that means. I'm well-versed enough to know what that means, and that is what happened. It was El Blanco.
Spanish call guy was fired up.
He gave you 41 seconds of El Blanco. He was fired up.
He made Mitch look neutral.
Yeah. I actually was thinking Mitch worked for the Broncos with that call compared to what we got from the Spanish guy. That was my favorite one.
Honestly, my favorite thing of all of it, if you listen to Mitch's call again, after it's blocked, you can hear Danan just chuckle. Yeah. A little sneaky laugh from Danan Hughes. He just kind of sneaks in. It's like he's a fan enjoying the moment with the rest of us. He had a little giggle. The best call is the Spanish call. The best moment is Danan's laugh.
Yeah, because Danan's laugh is the same laugh that like all of you just had. Like, yo, they did it again? Like, how do the Chiefs keep finding ways to win these games?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.